Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1378, and the writing is Shin number 53530. Okay, we recently started, last year, we just started the halachos of Kedima Bebrachas, priority in Brachas, going through the, well, we just went through the main foundation. I just want to talk a little bit today about some of the inside, you know, logistics in reference to how it works and so on. We're not getting to the halacha lemaisi yet, but first we want to get an understanding of how the category works, and then it'll make it a little bit easier to work with as we go down the road. So the order is based on the following principle. In other words, what's kedima bebrachas? You have, again, various different brachas. I have a shahakol, I have a eitz, I have a adama. What bracha do I make first when I'm eating it in one sitting? Or I might have three or four different foods with the same bracha, right? I might have an apple, I might have a grape, I might have an orange. What do I make the ha'eitz on? And it will cover everything else. Okay, so the order is based on the following principle. In other words, why is there such a halacha of kedima bebrachas? Who cares what order I make it? Whatever, make the shahakol first, or make it on this, make it on that. What's the principle of it? So the order is based on the following principle. The more specific a bracha is, the greater is the praise to Hashem. Why is that? This is because Hashem provides mankind with particular food through divine presence, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence. A general thanks for something is nice, yeah, right? Somebody gives you, let's say somebody gives you a gold ring or whatever. So you say, oh, well, thank you. But if you start to say, oh, thank you for the beautiful ring, it's so nice, this ring, it's mamish, exactly what I want. Right, you're zooming in on the specifics of the item. The same thing, you know. Somebody thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for everything for today. You want to try and zoom in on each specific thing as much as possible, right? Thank you. I was able to do this. I was able to do that. I got up. I ate. Oh, the food was geschmack. This and that. Thank you. Thank you. You want to go through these specifics. So that's basically the concept. So the same thing. A person, right? A person gives you something. You want to zoom in on the specifics. A person gives you, let's say, a different present every day for a whole week straight. You're not going to say a general, oh, thank you for the week. You know, you'll zoom in on each item specifically. So that's what we have to understand, that the more the specific thanks zooms in on a specific item, the greater is the thanks for that item. Okay, it has more meaning. The bottom line is that it has more meaning when he's zooming on the specific item. So therefore, a general thanks on food is not enough of a praise to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to zoom in on that specific item. I'm meaning various different things. You want to zoom in on each specific thing, or the most chashivdika thing, the most important thing, and work off from there. So we're going to learn that even if one is eating different foods with the same bracha, the fact that we make the bracha on a particular food, which is more important, more chashiv than the other foods, like let's say, for example, we'll see the shivas aminim. I'm eating a grape, an apple, and an orange. I have to make the ha'eitz on all of them. I make one ha'eitz, but I make it on the grape, right? Because of the fact that it's more chashiv, it's from the shivas aminim. That's just an example, right? You want to make it on the most important food, the food that's more important than the other items. And we're showing honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing that. Right, we're showing it, and that ha'etz will cover the less the foods which have lesser importance, like the orange and the apple. And we're giving the chashivas to the bracha, and through that act we're giving greater praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by enhancing the bracha and giving greater honor to the bracha, and therefore giving greater praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we now see the great importance of knowing and understanding these halachas, because the if we do it the right way, and it has to be done the right way. Because we spoke about last year, sometimes you'll have to just remake the bracha, but just the fact, the concept of doing it the right way is giving greater praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's very important to know these halachas inside and out, and Bezrus Hashem, we're going to be going through them one by one. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and Baruch Hu Kol Tuv.